So we have an auspicious period which is with us, beginning from Tuesday, which is very important day in our Gaudiya Vaishnava calendar. It's Vasanta Panchami, very auspicious. It's considered the first day of spring in India, so may not be spring here. But all the deities all over India have the yellow and green outfits, beautiful. And it commemorates at the same time the appearance of Vishnupriya. It's also the appearance of Saraswati Devi, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's disappearance, Pundarik Vidyanidhi's appearance of Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami's appearance as well. So many things on Tuesday. And then it moves on to Wednesdays with the appearance of Advaita Acharya. So, auspicious period. We are continuing in our reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yesterday we had a wonderful discourse class by Sutapa Prabhu, and hopefully we can do some justice today in speaking and following him. This is Adi Leela, Chapter 8. This is the chapter summary Prabhupada gives. The 8th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is summarized by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabhava Bhasya. In this 8th chapter, the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are described. And it is also stated that if one commits offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and does not achieve love of Godhead, even after chanting for many years. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns against artificial display of the bodily symptoms called the Ashta Shatvika Vikara. That is also another offense. One should seriously and sincerely continue to chant the Panchatattva names Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All these acharyas will bestow their causeless mercy upon a devotee and gradually purify his heart. When he is actually purified, automatically he will experience ecstasy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Previous to the composition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote a book called Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Only those subjects which were not discussed by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavat have been taken up by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to be depicted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In his very old age, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to be depicted in his, sorry, in his very old age, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan, and by the order of Sri Madan Mohanji, he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus, we are now able to relish its transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada speaks many times about this, if there is some difficulties, we're on a thatched roof, and if the flood is coming up and we have three books, we may drop the Gita, we may drop the Bhagavatam, but the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you, it's the only one book that you need, because everything is summarized within it. So here, specifically, we're able now to relish its transcendental bliss. And Prabhupada also said that in the future, people will learn Bengali just to relish the original texts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when reading the original text, there is another relish which is there. So we'll read the text. There's no purport until we get to 4. So I'll read the verses until we get to there. I offer my respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose desire I have become like a dancing dog, and although I'm a fool, I have suddenly taken to the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I think he says that throughout Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami speaking here, that one may feel like a fool in front of two individuals. Guru and God. One may feel like a fool. And even though you may think you're not feeling like a fool, he is once again reiterating to us that we should be. Text 2 here. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gaura Sundara. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto Nityananda Prabhu, who is also very joyful. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Advaitacharya, who is very merciful, and also unto the great personality Gadada Pandit, the learned scholar. And we come to today's verse, which has a purport. So we'll be reciting this verse today. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. Purport. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami teaches us first to offer respect to the Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadada Prabhu, and Srivas, and other devotees. We must strictly follow the principle of offering our respects to the Pancha Tattva as summarized in the mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. At the beginning of every function in preaching, especially before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We must chant the Pancha Tattva's names and offer our respects to them. Translation once again. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadveta Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So asking for all the blessings of the Vaishnavas to speak some words today on this very wonderful verse from the Adilila. And just looking on that side, we have the wonderful picture of Sadbhuj. The picture of Sadbhuj is there, which reminds us always of three aspects of divinity in that sense. That Krishna, he appears as Lila Purushottam, and we see him there with his flute. And as Lila Purushottam, we relish his wonderful pastimes. But we don't follow his example, but we follow his instructions. The Gita is example of the Rasa Lila, killing of demons. We don't follow in that respect. And then equally in that painting of Sadbhuj, which Sarvabhoma he sees, when Mahaprabhu is revealing himself to him. And Lord Rama is known as Maryada Purushottam. So he is specifically, we follow his example. And the Ramayana is about that, Maryada. But there aren't any instructions that he really leaves us. There is no Ram Gita or anything. The Ramayana is there, but he doesn't personally leave any instructions. So we follow his example. And finally, the other two hands, which you see are Chaitanya. And he's known as Audarya Purushottam, the most magnanimous, the most merciful. And he gives everything. And hence, Prabhupada's principle that everything is within the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And especially for all of us. In specifically these verses, there's a variety of things, but I thought we would just look at going back. Very similar to this was in Adilila 7, I think in text 4. Let's have a look if I think that was right. Yes. And it's interesting, it's the same thing about the Panchatattva mantra. And in the purport, Prabhupada says as follows. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Bhagavatam 11.5.32. What verse would that be? Yes. Krishna Vanam Tusakrishnam Sango Pang Ashra Parshadam Yagyaya Sankirtana Prayajantihi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yagya. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his planetary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhara Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Srivas Prabhu. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudev Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. As preachers of the Krishna Conscious Movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Pancha Tattva mantra. And then we say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Pancha Tattva mantra. Namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadan Avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offense of the fallen souls. Thus to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. And finally, Prabhupada concludes in a paragraph here. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many unscrupulous devotees who manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing Bhaja Nithai Gora Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram O Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Shri Radha Govinda. Actually, however, one should chant the names of the full Panchatattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Siadvaita Gadadhar, Shivasani, Gora, Bhakta Brinda, and then chant the 16 words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May have got a few rounds done by the time we finish this purport here. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Prabhupada concludes, of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way. But the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to chant first the full Panchatattva mantra and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki. So I think purport, we always, it's very good purport and just telling us and reminding us that the preachers of the Krishna Conscious Movement, they should first begin by chanting the Panchatattva Mantra. I was, last night with Madhava Prabhu, we were having some kirtan, and he said he always begins by his pranams to Prabhupada, then the Panchatattva Mantra, and then he begins to sing the Hare Krishna Mantra. He said he hasn't figured out how to sing the Panchatattva Mantra on the harmonium. He only sang Hare Krishna all his life. But he said that is there. You must sing the Panchatattva Mantra first. So before we begin our kirtan, we should do that. As definitively addressed here in this purport. Before we chant Hare Krishna, it must be there. I think the topics are really about the power. One of the topics, at least today's verse, is all about the power of association with the Panchatattva and the Panchatattva Mantra. Specifically, I spoke about Lord Ram in the Ramayana. There is an example of this association, and it speaks of the analogy of the particle of dust. I hope they're all right in there. The particle of dust. That when the particle of dust is in the association of air, it will float up because the air is pulling it up, and it will land on the crown of the king. And it will be non-different from the crown of the king. Now that's a high position. Not even the queen can get to the crown of the king, or at least be on top of the crown of the king. Who can be on the top of the crown of the king? No one. But the dust particle, by associating with the air, can get there. Similarly, when it's raining, the dust particle associates with water, and it sinks to the ground and it's trampled on. So the dust particle is neutral. Whom it associates with decides its fate. So associating with the Panchatattva Mantra, we can be elevated to the topmost platform here. And this is the principle that's given in our scriptures. The famous verse about associating with the Vaishnavas. A saintly person, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. It's a very famous verse. That association can elevate anyone. Time is measured in a variety of ways. And the blinking of the eyelid is measured and it's called nimisha. That when you blink, that's called nimisha. And the verse, lava matra sadhu sangha, is half of what is measured in the nimisha. So it gives you an idea when it says lava, because it says 16th of a second. So another measure is nimisha, half of that is lava matra. So that is all that's needed, that's required to gain perfection. Sarva siddhi hoy. All perfection can be there. And we have so many stories of devotees that only saw Prabhupada for a few moments. For a few moments. The story is there in the Puranas of Amrish Maharaj's brother. And Amrish Maharaj, his brother, unlike Amrish Maharaj, was running a kingdom, and Amrish Maharaj's brother was, his name was Paparaj. Total opposite, Paparaj. He was the other end of the scale. There's always a good guy and a bad guy in every family. And this was really the opposite ends, chalk and cheese, you know. So Paparaj, he was running a kingdom, and everyone was terrified because he was the worst of the worst. So once, Amrish Maharaj, he was visited by Narada Muni. And Amrish Maharaj said, I'm always anxious how I can deliver my brother. Because I can't even visit him, he will kill me if I appear in his kingdom. What to speak of you if you appear there? He will kill you. So Narada Muni thought, how can I deliver him? So he went to see him. And the citizens were very anxious in case Paparaj killed the great saint. So when Amrish Maharaj, when Paparaj met him, he obviously was extremely rude. And Narada Muni immediately upon seeing him said, just remember one thing. That when you are in front of Yamaraj, which you will be, for what you are doing, ask him this question. What is the fortune of a person who even for a moment associates with a saintly person? Lava matra or nimisha, both are there. What is the fortune of such a person? And he disappeared, Narada Muni, because by then Paparaj had got his sword out. But unknown to him, even Kamsa had his sword and he couldn't kill him because his body was a very different spiritual body. So anyway, in the end, Paparaj, he did die and Yamaraj appeared before him. And Yamaraj was about to read the verdict. And he at that time remembered Narada Muni's instruction. And he said to Yamaraj, he said, can you answer one question for me before you give judgment? What is the position of a person? What is the fortune of a person who even for a moment associated with a saintly person? So Yamaraj had never heard that before. And he said, I don't know. What's the fortune of a person? He said, well, we better go and see Lord Brahma because his body is made of pure intelligence and he'll know. Imagine having a body made of pure intelligence. Quite something. So anyway, they appeared there and the question was asked. And Lord Brahma, he said, I don't know. What's the fortune of a person who has associated with a saintly person for a moment? Then they said, let's go and see Lord Shiva. And they went to see Lord Shiva. So they're moving up from Brahmaloka. They're moving up into Kailash. And he said, of course, I don't know. Then Lord Shiva said, will have to go and see Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So they appeared in Vaikuntha and they asked Lord Vishnu the same question. What's the position? What's the fortune? And Lord Vishnu, he answered, the fortune of a person who has even for a moment associated with a saintly person is that he will be escorted by Brahma and Shiva to Vaikuntha. And that's why you have escorted him here. Now you two have to leave because he's qualified to stay here, you two are not. So he obtained the amazing position of being there, all the way. So this is from the Puranas, which is very, very interesting. And of course, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he speaks on this tremendously, that when we remember Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and the Panchatattva, that very, very difficult things become very easy. And when we forget Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the Panchatattva as we have in the verse today, that easy things become very difficult. That's at the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what happens to someone that obtains the mercy of the Panchatattva? What happens to that individual? There are many answers. But one of the verses which is given is that three things happen to someone who has obtained the mercy of the Panchatattva. So if you think you obtained the mercy of Panchatattva, these are the symptoms that are given. And the first one is called Mukha Kavita. That a dumb man will become a poet. First symptom of someone that has obtained the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second symptom which is given is Pangu Giri Lange, which means that a lame man, he will cross mountains. And the third symptom of someone that has obtained the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the Panchatattva is Andha Dekhe Taragane, that a blind man will see stars in the sky. These are three symptoms of someone that has obtained the mercy of the Panchatattva. So in essence what they're saying is, these three things is, and why this is relevant here today, is because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is speaking the same thing. He's saying that I don't know anything, but I'm writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is because of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in essence, what it's saying is that the impossible becomes possible when you obtain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How many of us here thought we would be sitting in the temple, following the four regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna? We never dreamt of it. We thought it was impossible. When we saw the devotees on Harinam, we probably thought, what are those mad people doing? I would never join them. And here we are, all of us. So the impossible becomes possible. Even the word impossible reminds us that, as Prabhupada would say, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Isn't it? Because how do you spell the word impossible? I am possible. Even the word impossible tells you it's possible. I am possible. So ultimate benediction that we can get when we know we have the grace of the Panchatattva is that we can go back home, back to Godhead. Ultimate benediction. There is the story of Ananda Prayag Prabhu, who was a devotee in Russia, who had terminal cancer. And when he was leaving his body, he said three things. And that is along the same lines again of how the impossible becomes possible. And he said three things. He said, Prabhupada is not cheating us. This is as he's leaving his body. What he saw, what vision, I don't know, but this is what he said. He said, Prabhupada is not cheating us. It works. There is great hope. Three things. Prabhupada is not cheating us. It works. There is great hope. The impossible is possible. He was a general devotee. He wasn't anyone in the limelight or anything else. I think they, in Chaupati they say the same. When there was a devotee who was passing away, was it Stoker Krishna his name? Stoker Krishna, a general devotee grihastha then. And when he was passing away, the devotees who were all there had never seen anyone pass away, hardly, or seen a dead body for that matter. But when they saw him and they saw he had a wonderful smile and he was conscious and he was thinking and chanting, they were thinking, it's possible. It's possible for anyone to go back home, back to Godhead. So mercy of the Panchatattva, anything is possible. There is the story of the devotees in Mumbai. I think from Juhu. He was organizing the Rath Yatra festival and he was so anxious because it needed to be funded. I think in Bombay they have about 10 Rath Yatras. So there's probably competition to get the funds sorted. So this devotee was trying to organize the main one and he was struggling. So he was really praying to the Panchatattva that please help me. Because they have Gornitai on their altar in Juhu, I think. So he was praying to them, Chaitanya Nityananda, to help me to fulfill this desire. So when he was praying like this, he went to see a wealthy businessman. And the man said, look, I can only give you a little bit. Whatever it was, half or 20% or some things. Anyway, he carried on with the festival. And during the festival, the Rath cart ran into a Mercedes-Benz. And generally, Mercedes-Benz are expensive, but in India, they may be more expensive. I don't know, Smarahari people can tell. Are they more expensive in India?
There was 325%
So, they ran into it, so he thought, oh my God, what to do? So anyway, he decided, let me write a note. So he wrote a note and said, look, we've damaged your car. Whatever the cost, please tell us and we will pay it. Would we do that? In question there. We may run into someone, would we do it? It's a moral question to be asked in the car park. So anyway, what he did was that he did that and then the next morning he had a phone call. And the phone call was from the man who had donated 10%. And he rang him and said, he said, I want to give you the rest of the money for your festival. And how much is it? He said, oh, wow. He said, why do you want to give it to me? He said, because you ran into my Mercedes-Benz. But because you left that note, I was so moved by your honesty that I decided these people deserve the entire festival to be funded by me. So he recollected that Chaitanya's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, is so tremendous that we can get it from a variety of places. In in the Madhya Leela in the 7th chapter. Again, there are three benedictions that are given that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, and it's the story of Lord Chaitanya benedicting Vasudev. There are two Vasudev. There's Vasudev Datta and there is Vasudev the leper. Vasudev the leper. So here, specifically, he's giving benedictions to Vasudev the leper. And the verses which is given is Nashta Kushtam, Rupa Pushtam, Bhakti Tushtam, Chakariya. And it says that because he was Vasudev the leper, he was suffering from leprosy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he embraced him. And when he embraced him, these three things happened. The first thing that happened is called Nashta Kushtam, which means that not only was he freed from his external disease, which was the leprosy, but he was also relieved from the internal disease, labha, puja and pratishtha, name, fame, adoration, distinction. These are all things which are there. The next thing that he was relieved from, and the verse speaks of, is rupa pushtam. He became so happy within that he became beautiful externally. What do we say? There can only be world peace when there is inner peace. United Nations looking for world peace, but we say unless there is inner peace, there can be no world peace. So here, we can become beautiful externally if we become internally satisfied. And finally, bhakti tushtam, third thing, that he became satisfied in his devotional service. Now that's a tall order there. We become satisfied in our devotional service. Are we satisfied in our devotional service? We can become satisfied if the first two happen. Nashta kushtam, rupa pushtam. And if we have those two, then automatically bhakti tushtam will come. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's description is there of how Vasudev the leper was delivered. And the first, as I said, was this nashta kushtam. The external disease of leprosy disappeared. So does that mean that if we take to Krishna consciousness and we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our diseases will go away? There was a gentleman who walked in to the Govinda's restaurant in India. And when he walked in, he started eating the pizzas. And then 10 minutes later, he started shouting, "I'm cured! I'm cured!" And then the chef and everyone had to go and see him because he was shouting at the top of his voice. And they said, "What's happened, sir? Is something wrong?" He said, "No." He said, "For 2 years, I had lost my sense of taste. I couldn't taste anything. Whether it was Karelas or Rasmalai, it was the same. Same thing, couldn't taste it. So this is," he said, "after 2 years, now I'm tasting something." So he said, "I'm cured." So he went home. And his wife had cooked for him as well. And he said, "I'm cured." And she'd made many things. And when he ate, he couldn't taste anything. He couldn't taste anything that his wife had cooked. So he went back to the restaurant. And when he came back to the restaurant, he said, "Can I try some of that stuff again?" So and again, he could taste everything. And he said, "What is it that you're putting in here? Because if I eat anywhere else, I can't taste it." So of course said its prasad and so on, and he, of course, he became a good customer for the Govindas. There was, so he was cured, so who knows? There was a gentleman who came to a temple and he started to chant one round on the first day. And he came back the next day again and he said to the devotees, "Can I chant 16 rounds?" And they said, "Well, from 1 to 16? He said, "No, I want to chant 16 rounds. So he said, "Yes, you chant 16 rounds." So he chanted 16 rounds. And then afterwards they asked him, "Why did you only chanted one? You know, most people don't go to 16, it takes them many years." And he said, "For 10 years, I have had a migraine in the background. And when I chanted this one round, my migraine disappeared. So I thought to myself, if one round can do that, what will 16 do? What will 16 rounds do?" So, nashta kushtam, that he was relieved from the external disease, but really, the internal disease is where it matters. But external diseases are there. The second effect that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had on Vasudeva was rupa pushtam, that internally he became satisfied, so externally he became very beautiful. And it wasn't cosmetic surgery or anything like that. All the leprosy went. Leprosy means all the cartilage disappears. Eats away all the cartilage, so there's nothing left. So by the embrace, immediately he was very, very beautiful. When Prabhupada was in Australia, and he visited there, in the front page of the newspaper in Australia, there was a headline. And the headline was, "Mick Jagger's girlfriend washes God's pots." So they went immediately to show this to Prabhupada. And the photograph was of Jagatarini Mataji, who was the wife of Burijan. She was an actress before and a model. So they had a picture of her as a model. And then they had a picture of her in a plain white sari washing pots. So the headlines was Mick Jagger, and she was Mick Jagger's girlfriend before. So Mick Jagger's girlfriend washes Krishna's or God's pots. So Prabhupada, and Jagatarini Mataji said, "Don't show this to Prabhupada." She said, because, you know, it had two photographs. One was her as a model, dressed in whatever, or not dressed in whatever, whichever way they show it. And she didn't want Prabhupada to see that. And when Prabhupada saw it, they showed it to Prabhupada, of course, and Prabhupada saw it, and Prabhupada said, "Just see." He said, "This is the beauty of the material world." But he said, "What, now you are dressed in this plain white sari, you are even more beautiful. Even more beautiful." So, rupa pushtam. And when we have these two, then automatically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy means we become satisfied in our devotional service, bhakti tushtam. We become very, very satisfied in our own devotional service automatically by these two things. So we may ask, how can we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Panchatattva? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that the third verse of the Sikshastikam, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarodavi Sahishnina, Amanina Manadina, Kirtanya Sadhari, said that this verse you should make into a garland and wear it around your neck 24 hours a day, which should become more humble than blade of grass more tolerant than a tree. Give respects to all others and expect no respect for ourselves. He said, this is how we obtain the mercy of the Panchatattva. And especially in this verse, Amani na manadena, is very important that we should make others feel respected. We should make others feel respected and accept no respect for yourself. Tall order. That you make others feel respected, but you accept no respect for yourself. In essence, what it means is that we should see the good in others and reject the bad. Prabhupada, in speaking in one class, he said there are five classes of people. And he tells the story of the Mahabharata, where Dronacharya, he tests the two disciples, Duryodhan and Yudhishthira. And he tells Duryodhan that I want you to go throughout the kingdom and find the Uttama Purush, the best person in the kingdom. And when Duryodhan travels the kingdom, he comes back, and when he's asked, where is this Uttama Purush, the best person in the kingdom? He says, I couldn't find one. And then he concludes, why I can't find one is because I don't know anyone that's better than me. And then Yudhishthira is again tested and he's asked, go and find the Naraga Purush, the worst person in the kingdom. And he also comes back and he has no one with him. And he says, where is the worst person? He says, I couldn't find one because I couldn't see bad in anyone. So I couldn't find anyone. So Prabhupada says there are five types of persons. Let's see where we fit in. The first one is they only see bad. And the example is Duryodhan. No one can advise me because I know everything. Second type of person, they neglect the good and focus on the bad. Third type of person, they see the good and the bad equally. Trying to figure out where you fit in? Fourth one, they see the good and the bad, but they neglect the bad. And Prabhupada says the final one is, sees only good. And Prabhupada said, that is Yudhishthira Maharaj. His name was Ajatashatru, one whose enemy was never born. So Prabhupada concludes that we should at least come to the platform where we see good and bad, but we neglect the bad. We see the good and bad, but we have to neglect the bad. In the Ramayana, the story is there of Simika. Simika was the demon who was in the water, and when Hanuman was flying to Lanka, she pulled him back. He couldn't fly. He was still in air, and he couldn't figure out, how come I'm not moving? Because what did she do? And you remember? She was a demon who could control you by your shadow. So he's flying across the ocean, his shadow is in the water. So she grabbed his shadow. So she couldn't move. So Vedanta Desika from the South Indian Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, he says that Simika, she represents the anatta where we hold onto someone's bad side, the shadow. We hold on to someone's bad side. The shadow is such. And tantrics do that, don't they? They hang on to your shadow and things like that. The bad side of you is considered the shadow. So it's interesting that South Indian Acharyas speak on this. Chandramouli Maharaj and speaks on something interesting where he says that two things we should forget, or maybe it's Radhanath Swami, I forget. Two things we should forget and two things we should remember. In keeping with today's verse, they say two things we should forget. It's a tall order, but here it is. Anything bad anyone has done to us, we should forget. And the purport is, to the extent we are willing to forgive others, Krishna helps and reveals himself to us, to that extent. So two things to forget. The first one, anything bad anyone has done to us. And the second thing to forget is anything good we have done for others. Anything good we've done, forget that as well. Why? Because it develops pride. We may develop pride that it's me, I've done it all, I've helped everyone. These are all tall orders, by the way. That's why by the mercy of the Panchatattva we can get there. And two things we should remember. Yudhisthira Maharaj reminds us what we should remember. The most amazing thing. Kim aschara ataparam. Most amazing thing we should remember is death. It's so well hidden in the West that no one remembers death. As soon as somebody dies, an ambulance takes you away. We were hearing from Sutapa yesterday that when Prabhupada was there in the 60s, there was someone that had died in the Bowery or whatever, and his body was just lying there. And everyone was watching and everyone walking over him. And you see that we were once in a train station in Trivandrum. And there was a body of, there was someone who had, we thought he was sleeping. And people were throwing some money. And we thought that must be like the buskers. Because here, you know, you get the homeless people and they sleep in the sleeping bag and people. But actually, when we got closer and closer, there were so many flies covering the body, actually, that the person had died. Everyone was walking by and realizing that the body was there, but they were throwing some money so that there would be enough money to buy wood to cremate the person. So death is in front of you in India. It's not hidden by the ambulance wouldn't get there anyway in India, so no use having it there. So two things for death, it's reminding us. And the second thing to remember is Krishna's holy name. Because Krishna's and Panchatattvas, as in today's verse, the mercy of Krishna comes through his holy names, and as Prabhupada has stated in today's verse, we first chant the Pancha Tattva mantra, because when we chant it, we will automatically, we will derive the mercy of Chaitanya. And tolerance is the other things which Bhaktisiddhanta speaks of. And as Prabhupada says to one devotee who was complaining that Prabhupada, he did this and they're doing that and I can't tolerate anyone. And Prabhupada said to him, just like I am tolerating you, you should tolerate others. And you know, tolerating, if we think about it, even Krishna's mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, they had to tolerate for nearly 20 years. 20 years struggle until Krishna appeared in their life. So spiritual life is a life of struggle. And we have to patiently wait and serve until Krishna comes and he kills Kamsa within us, with one punch. And ending on the verse, our time is well over everyone. We always chant the Panchatattva mantra once before we chant the Hare Krishna mantra in our japa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. And why do we do that? Because Lord Chaitanya and his associates are so magnanimous that they do not consider one's offense, but in fact, they remove them. So when we're chanting our japa, not only do they're so magnanimous that they do not consider the offense, but they remove our offenses. They remove our offenses. That's why it was so important to chant that before we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So once again, just very quickly summarizing on what we spoke on today, the variety of things, time is gone, and the notes are tremendous, that one feels like a fool in front of the two people, the Guru and God, something to remember. And we remembered from it the reminding us of the particle of dust. Your association will govern your destiny. So that's an important principle. And we looked at the story of Paparaj from Ambarisha's brother. And then we spoke about how do you know you've got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We said three things. Mukha Kavita, which means a dumb man will become a poet. Pangu Giri Lange, a lame man will cross mountains. And Anda Deka Taragane, the blind man will see stars in the sky. And finally, we looked at the verse, the famous verse, that how Lord Chaitanya, he blessed Vasudev, the leper. And three things happen in your life. Nashta Kushtam, that you become freed not just from external disease, but the internal disease of Labha, Puja and Pratishtha. Name, fame and adoration. Rupa Pushtam, you become beautiful externally. Why? Because the internal disease is gone. Internally, when you're satisfied, automatically, externally, you'll become happy. And Bhakti Tushtam, you'll become satisfied in your devotional service. We're often not satisfied. Whether we're living in the temple or living outside or doing this service, we're not satisfied with what we're doing. So here in this purport, Madhya 7, interesting that Lord Chaitanya is blessing Vasudeva, and he's saying that if you get to Nashta Kushtam and Rupa Pushtam, then automatically Bhakti Tushtam will appear. You'll become satisfied in what you're doing. And we had the stories of Jagatarini Mataji and the other devotees as well. I just want to end here that we have some wonderful things happening here at the manor. The open Saturdays are beginning next week. Something that we've started. That anyone you have that's not, who's a newcomer to Krishna consciousness, you can invite them to come here on a Saturday between 12 and 5. And we have a program which has been put together by Kanaya Prabhu, Bhadranga Prabhu, but rather Govinda Prabhu is heading it up. So he's heading that one up. So also we have Connect, which is going on. And last week we had some things, some cards, and also we have some wonderful retreats every month. This is all part of outreach, how to reach new people, especially from the Western community, who may be new and they need a different type of environment to introduce them. So this is something very wonderful. Even in our educational front, the numbers are tremendous from Explore, which is going on, and we're very happy that that's always expanding, Gita Life. But we've added one more, Sutapa's beginning in February, called Bhakti Life, 18 Steps to Krishna. And if you manage all of those three, then you can go to Bhakti Shastri. So we have tremendous education for everyone. Sutapa's also started a new program, whereby on Fridays he's visiting groups of people and they're going door to door to distribute the mercy of Panchatattva in the form of literature, prasadam, and the name. So if you haven't been door to door, please get in touch with him. We want to see devotees going out every Friday and Saturday, of course, but let's begin on Fridays. And the ladies' ashram as well, I think we have a new, the Bhaktin program is beginning. Very shortly we have a new set of Bhaktins here, which are here, but that's also beginning. And of course, the Manor School, you might see a poster that they have an open day as well coming up. Our application for a new hall, the Haveli, was approved last year. The architects are completing that, and very shortly that will be there, and in a few years we'll not be struggling. Two halls, very good halls. One hall with a stage to accommodate 600 people sitting on tables and chairs, or 800 people sitting on the floor, or 900 standing up, whichever way you want to look at it. And another hall, which is smaller, bigger actually, I think, bigger for prasadam and different things like that. So that's on the way as well. So we have any other announcements from anyone? Sutapa, Gurudas, anything that's going on that we should know about? Well, I know what's going on right now. It's called prasadam. So that's one of the weapons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we look forward to everyone's participation this evening. From 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock, we have Madhava Prabhu is with us, and there's Kirtan with Madhava Prabhu, the holy name, from 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock. So if you're listening on the net or you're listening here, do come and join us for the holy name. Hare Krishna. Chila Prabhupada ki.